I get devach. So I'll tell you a maisa, you know. There was one time where the great the Baal Tanya, the first Lubavitch Rebbe, so he was having a Febrengen amongst the Chassidim, and the Baal Tanya, in the middle of the Febrengen, turned to the Chassidim, and he said, let me tell you about the Poshada Amuna, the simple faith of an old Ukrainian Jew. That's what the Baal Tanya said. So say the Amuna of a simple Ukrainian Jew. So the Chassidim are listening. So Baal Tanya says that when he was younger, so in his younger years, when you know he was a student, he was a chassid of the Mizritch Magid, the great Magid of Mizritch. So the Baal Tanya said that when he was younger, there was a certain point in time where he was traveling back and forth from his city to Mizritch to learn by the Tzaddik, to learn by the Rebbe. And he said one time he was traveling to his Rebbe, and it was in the dead of winter, and it was a very difficult journey. It was extremely cold, extremely difficult to manage. It was a very, very tiring and exhausting journey. And so the Baal Tanya said that along the way, you know, him and the people that he was with, he had to stop off at a kretschmann, at a hotel, at an inn, which is a little tiny shtetl, and just sort of, you know, to sort of rest and to recuperate, to be able to have the strength to go on to the next leg of the journey, to get to Mizritch. So Baal Tanya says that he gets into this hotel, and he comes with his bags and everything like that, and he wasn't a known person at the time. He was a young Baal Tanya, but he wasn't well known. And so he goes into the kretschmann, and he notices an old Jew that's obviously in charge. It seems to be the owner of the establishment. So he goes over to this yid, and he says that I'm here to, if I could rent a room for the night. So the yid says, of course, fine, 100%. And they begin to have a little bit of a, you know, friendly pleasantries and conversation. So the Balabas, the owner of the establishment, says to the Baal Tanya, like, you know, what's your name? Who are you? What are you doing here? So he says, my name is, you know, Shneur Zalman, and I'm a student of the Mizritch Magid, and that's why I'm here. I'm on my way to the Tzaddik. So this old Yid says, wow, the Mizritch Magid, a student of Mizritch Magid, I didn't realize I'm talking to someone so chashiv, you know, so... So the Baal Tanya, in the middle of the conversation, then turns to this old Jew, and they're getting to know each other a little bit, and the Baal Tanya says to him, so do you live here throughout the year, or you live somewhere else? Like, what's your story? So the Yid says, this is where I live. I live in this hotel in this little town, and this is where I live all year. This is my parnasa. So the Baal Tanya asks him, so how many, just in a simple conversation, he says, so how many Yidden live in this town? So it was mamash, a small little shtetl, tiny shtetl. So the yid says, we have about seven or eight yidin. So Baal Tanya says, seven or eight yidin, that's all you have? He says, yeah, that's all we have. So he says, so what about a minion? You don't have a minion? So he says, no, we don't have a minion. So the Baal Tanya says, so that means there's no minion. The Kriyas HaTorah, Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, there's no Kriyas HaTorah? No Kriyas HaTorah. So he said, any shiurim? There's any like rabbanim here that you have to teach you Torah? He says, no. So Baal Tanya says, I mean, with all due respect, to live in a place where there's no minyan, and there's no Kriyas HaTorah, and there's no shiurim in learning, how could a Jew live in a place like this? So the Yid says, you know, what am I supposed to do? This is my parnasa. So the Baal Tanya says, listen, let me ask you a question. How many Yidden live in the big city? There was a big city nearby. How many Yidden live in the big city? So the Yid said, about 150 Jews. So Baal Tanya said, if the Rabbanu Shlom is taking care of the parnasa of 150, You think you would have a hard time with 151? Said it's kedai to maybe think about moving to the big city. You'll be able to have a minyan, learn Torah, listen to Kriyas HaTorah, be part of a larger community. It'll be better for you. Whatever pronounced, the Rabbanu Shlom takes care of 150. He'll take care of 151. Okay, and that was the back and forth. That was the conversation. Okay, so after that, the Baal Tanya takes the key. You know, he goes to his room that he rented, puts his bags down, goes into the bed, lies down, takes a little nap. About an hour or so later, the Baal Tanya wakes up, and he's woken up, really, by a huge commotion going on outside his door. So what's going on? So he gets up, and he opens the door to see what's going on. And all of a sudden, what does he notice? There's the suitcases and luggage and bags and people schlepping. There's like a whole... So he notices his friend, the Baal Abbas of the establishment, this elderly Jew. And he goes over to him. He says, Rabbi Yid, like, what's going on? So he says, what's going on? I'm moving to the big city. Baal Tanya says, what was like, were you moving? He said, yeah. He said, you're a Talmud of the Mizritch Magid, and it means that you're a tzaddik yourself. And a tzaddik tells me that I have to move to the big city. The Rabbanu Shlom will take care of my parnasa. That's it. That's what I have to do. So that's why I'm moving. So Baal Tanya has a smile on his face. He's like, he took me seriously. Like, you're moving today? He said, yeah, I'm moving today. The Rebbe told me what to do, so that's what I'm doing. So Altanya, again, he's saying over this story to his chassidim, and he says, look at this poshut Ukrainian Jew. He said, I said those words that Altanya said, that the Rabbanu Shlom should take, Rabbanu Shlom takes care of 150 people. He could take care of 151, and a Jew should live amongst other Yidden, to have a minion and so on. He should live in the big city. Altanya said, when I said that, of course I meant it. But this Yid, it believed in it more than I believed in it. Ad kedei kach, that very day, not some making plans for some distant future, that same day he begins to make the plans to move to the big city. So the Baal Tani, look at the emunah pshut of the simple faith of a simple Ukrainian Jew, that a tzaddik says something, or he even, you know, thinks of me as a tzaddik, says Baal Tani, that tzaddik says something, and that's it, the Rabbanu Shlom wants me to move, I'm going to move without any questions, without any hesitation. That's what emunah is, you know, to be able to live in such a, like, you imagine if we lived in such a way, where everything the Rabbanu Shlom told us, and everything the Rabbanu Shlom tells us, through a tzaddikim and through Talmid Chachamim, we believe with such an absolute, simple, straightforward faith, like that Ukrainian Jew, that the Talmid Chacham, the Rebbe told him that he should go to the big city. He goes to the big city that very same day. No, Klal Yisrael, you know, even if sometimes you have a hard time with Amuna, we're Mamina B'nei Mamina, we have that simple faith in our bones and in our blood. Hashem should bless us. We should be zaycha to bring out that simple, natural, good, healthy Jewish faith that Ukrainian Jew had. We should find it amongst ourselves, and mom should attach ourselves to Torah and mitzvahs in a real way, without any calculations, without any cheshbonos, without any sophistication, just with absolute pshitas and tamimas. She was there to experience that, and from there, all shefa bracha v'atzlacha should come to us, and this week, in a revealed way, v'yizkol tzedek, meher v'imenu, amen.